And this is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Pikita, Lauren Smith. We're in the power play once again with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Assistant coach Brian Lashoff on the live line. Coach, thanks for doing this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And coach, that's where I got to start. We're so used to talking to you, and you were great with your time with us over the years as a player. What's it like now putting the suit and tie on and behind the bench?
It's definitely been different. I think early on was the strangest part, especially, you know, I played with a lot of these guys last year and the last couple of years, some of them. So the transition was, for that part, was a little strange, but I think it didn't take too long to get used to it. So I'm definitely happy with how it's gone and excited to keep going. We got a good team, so we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
How about working with a guy like Dan Watson? You know, we've talked to the players like we've done the last couple of years every week, and to a man, they really seem to respect this guy, you know, a new voice in there. And obviously the results are showing you guys are playing some great hockey down the stretch, already a playoff spot taken.
Well, it's been great. I mean, Waddy's been awesome to work with, especially for someone like me who's moving into this for the first time. You know, he's obviously easy to talk to. The guys, you know, they don't want to let him down. They trust him with their development as players and as people. And, you know, I'm no different. I think he's been a great, you know, resource for me, starting out from a player into a coach, and Steph Julian, our other assistant coach, has been, you know, a great resource for me as well. So I think we've worked well together. And that's, you know, I think part of the reason why we've had some success as a staff.
How happy are you guys for Simon Edvinson? I got a chance. I went down on spring break to the Tampa Bay game, and just great to see him in uniform. And the reality is, as you know, with this organization, whether it's the Griffins or the Red Wings, that we're still young back there in the defense, but you only get better, as you know, with getting out there and playing games, whether it's at the NHL level or the AHL level. So how is that group in general doing?
On defense?
Yes.
They've been good. They've been great. I mean, since the beginning of the year, I think you've seen progression from a lot of them. You know, it's sometimes it's not easy to come from either junior or Europe to play in the American League. It's a different style, and I think a lot of them have handled it well. You've seen slow progression out of all of them, and I think a big reason why we've had success as a team is because I think our defense has done a good job and has developed the way they have. So I think that's been it's been fun to watch, and then to see a guy like Simon, who has been played big minutes for us all season, you know, get an opportunity to play in the NHL and play big minutes up there. I think it's, you know, it's great to watch because these guys all have a lot of potential. And if they continue down this road, they'll all get their opportunity.
Well, the Griffins Power Play, we do it every Tuesday morning here on West Michigan's Morning News with Brian Lashoff, former player, now assistant coach behind the bench for the Griffins. And two games left at Iowa, and then always fun for the regular season finale at home on Sunday against the division leader, Milwaukee. What are you guys looking to accomplish in these last three games? Like I said, you've already got a playoff spot. You've already got that first round bye, but still some good hockey to be played.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing going into playoffs is to be playing the right way, the habits, the details that are required to go on long runs. I think you need to have them instilled in your team before playoffs start, because it isn't something that you just turn on once the playoffs begin. So I think the preaching that the habits and the winning type habits that we need to have to be able to have going into playoffs is going to be huge for us. So I think we got to, you know, keep harping on the next couple of games here and, you know, get healthy and hopefully be ready to go for playoffs.
Last question, all seriousness here. If we get into a little tussle, you know, because it gets chippy, can you come off the bench for one more? Because, I mean, I've always told people, what are you, 6'4", 230? You don't want to mess with Brian Lashoff.
There's been a couple times this year where I felt like I wanted to get out there, but I'll let the guys handle it. They can handle themselves.
Good answer.
Yeah, well done. A little harder to get out there without skates.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids Griffins assistant coach Brian Lashoff. Great stuff. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.